Welcome, everyone, to the Peaceful Planet show. And this is, you were listening to the Peaceful Planet song as channeled by the late Robert Murray. And we're interviewing James Murray this afternoon or this evening, wherever you may be, on the Saturday night version of the new and revised. Back again after 7 years, this is Marcia McMahon, your show host on the Peaceful Planet, and we have a wonderful show planned for you this evening. And we thank you for joining us, and I think you'll be thrilled with the content of the program. We have a wonderful guest, James Murray, and we're highlighting this show as a tribute to the late Robert Murray, a.k.a. Father Bob Murray, who is James's father, and also to the late and great Princess Diana. And I've been off air for 7 years now, and it's great to be back at the BBS studios broadcasting from my living room in Little Illinois here, but we're so grateful to the Lightworkers, Doug and Don, and being able to play Robert's music from the other side. You were listening to The Peaceful Planet. That is our theme song. We're going to be back up in air and having a lot of fun talking with James tonight. And also, we have quite a few messages from the other side, from Robert and from James. And he's now channeling his father. And his father was the most gifted, the most amazing psychic that I have ever known. And he was a prolific writer who has written The Stars Still Shine and many other volumes. But before we get to James, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I've been doing for the last 7 years in terms of my writing and my own work. I'm a gifted angelic intuitive. Again, my name is Marcia McMahon. I've started out on the Peaceful Planet show way back in 2005. I had the Forum for World Peace, then I changed the name to the Peaceful Planet. There's a whole story behind that, because Bob Murray, the late, great Bob Murray, who we're talking and honoring this evening, is the medium that created this inspired music from the other side with Michael in the band and the half-beats, so-called half-beats, John L. and George H. You can guess the rest of their names, John Lennon, George Harrison, and they have produced multiple musical talent. And Bob was channeling all these talents, and we were playing them on the Peaceful Planet to accompany my messages from John. So I'm a channeler for the late, great John Lennon, as is James and Bob. And we heard from John at the same time, and my show evolved out of John's insistence that I find a platform for my music and for Bob's music and my messages, rather. It's not my music. It's entirely belonging to the late Robert Murray. And John gave me the idea to name the show The Peaceful Planet. So over the past 7 years or so, I've been tending to health issues and learning about alternative healing. And I'm a Reiki master, and I do Reiki and angelic channeling in my sessions. And I have developed a healing process with Archangel Michael and Archangel Metatron. I want to mention briefly my retreat that is happening tomorrow near St. Louis. It's called Celebrating the Divine Feminine with Archangel Michael, the Angels, Reiki, and Nature. And it's being held at Still Point Wellness Center at 2135 Dorothy Drive in Belleville, Illinois, 62225. And a brief email or a just showing up, you can get in on the great program that I present on Sunday, August the 28th. That's a magical number for the angels. It's an 8. It's an infinity number. And we're emphasizing the point of infinity, that we're all infinite consciousness. And we're going to have special times in silence. And also, I will present an initiation into the Circle of the Grail, the Divine Feminine Rose of the late Princess Diana, with an anointing, with a message from Archangel Michael, Princess Di, Mary Magdalene, John Lennon, and Saint Germain. So I work with the Ascended Masters and the Archangels, and I'm really happy to be back on air and so grateful that I've had my healing. I've had a long and a difficult struggle with breast cancer, and it spread, and I've had to address these issues, and I've been enlightened as to the holistic therapies through one of our other show hosts, this Carl Helvey, who was a very wonderful person that I interviewed with on the his show, the Holistic Health Show. And I've gotten into angelic healing, and I also do hypnosis for the services of others. And I also do readings, which I've done for years and years. So I credit my healing entirely to the intercession of Master Jesus and Archangel Michael and Princess Diana and so many of the ascended masters and archangels that helped me on my journey. But today I want to tell you about two books that I also published during this time off from BBS Radio. And I was so proud to do it because it was a collaborative effort with the late Robert Murray, whom we're dedicating this program to today. The book is titled Notes from John, Messages from Across the Universe. And if you're checking our show page, it links directly out to Amazon, or you can visit my site at www.dianaspeakstotheworld.com. And my site is a very old one. I was one of the first people up with channeling a long, long time ago. I've been working with Diana on the other side with her wonderful messages of peace and light and love for humankind for almost 16 years now. And it's been a long time since she's crossed, but we're also honoring Diana. The book is titled Notes from John, Messages from Across the Universe. I've illustrated it, and I've created it, and a lot of the messages in the book are fun and witty humor from the late John Lennon on what we can do to save the world and to enlighten ourselves. So it's a wonderful, very lighthearted book, and in the back of the book are some 30-odd lyrics that go to the late Robert Murray's songs, who was so kind and generous over the years to allow me to actually use the music. And we have his son James representing Bob and all of his wonderful accomplishments coming up in a few minutes. So I wanted to tell you about Notes from John, Messages from Across the Universe. And the other book that is still around and still on Amazon is the second book I wrote with the intervention of Princess Diana for her messages of peace for the Middle East. And so many of her predictions have come true, and it's still out there. It's called With Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts, and you can pick it up on Amazon. It's fully illustrated by yours truly, myself. I'm an artist as well as a writer, just like James, whom we're interviewing today. And it's full of her loving wisdom and uplifting messages for humanity at this time. And I'm also an artist, and I do spirit art. I do inspirational art. Check out my art gallery. I've had a couple of TV interviews on the website, Diana Speaks to the World. You can also visit, if you're interested in a hypnosis session and past lives regression. I specialize in past life regression, and you can visit www.enlightenedhypnosis.net, and there you will see examples of my sessions with hypnosis and past lives and testimonials and sample relaxation sessions, etc. And I've done the past life work where maybe with hundreds of people, if not thousands now, and I'm certified with the National Guild. And finally, I want to emphasize the Reiki website, and I do a lot of Reiki on myself and others, and I'm very much of service to others, and I also specialize in working with cancer patients and helping them to get well through both alternative and complementary healing, and that is with Reiki and with diet, hypnosis, etc. And you can check out my website at divineconnectionswithreiki.com. I also do combination healing and reading in my office. If you would like to contact me for a reading or for a Reiki session or a hypnosis session, or you'd like an Archangel Michael reading, you may reach me at Marcia, M-A-R-C-I-A, sounds like Marcia, D-I as in Diana, Marcia Dye, 2002 at yahoo.com. And I will be glad to add you to the radio show list if you'd like updates. Remember that with BBS Radio, they now have an app. You can get it for your iPhone or your Android. Download it and just set the time to 6 p.m. Central Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for the new and revised and upgraded Peaceful Planet show. So that's a little bit about what I've been doing for 7 years and why I've been off air. I'm very grateful to, you know, host the show once again, be well enough to do it. And I'm so grateful to Robert Murray for the music that he contributed over the years and the inspiration to create this collaborative book that I have. And then I'm so grateful to also his son, James. And James has been picking up, so to speak, where Bob left off. Tragically, Bob transitioned to spirit, to heaven, about a year ago. And it also happens to have been on the very day that Diana died. Bob was a world-famous medium from Canada. He's been interviewed all over the world, and if you haven't read his book, you must read the book. It's called TheStarsStillShine.com, and you want to get a hold of it at StarsStillShine.com. I don't think it's in stores. And so we're happy and very pleased to welcome James Murray, a graphic designer, a website designer, visual artist, performing artist, gifted in literature, paranormal, and spiritual to our program. And he's also a gifted medium now. He's receiving training with Bob on the other side. Welcome, James. How are you this evening?
Yeah, thank you. And I'm very glad to be here and to be on your first show of your of many.
Hopefully.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Hey, it's great to hear your voice, James, and connect with you in person. It was always a pleasure connecting to your father. He always put me so at ease in his wit and humor. So he passed about a year ago on Diana's anniversary, the 31st of August. And I know it was very tragic and painful as a family for you, but I understand that you've been channeling Bob and training with him for many years, and we're anxious to hear a little bit more about you. But before we do, if it would be all right with you, may I read Bob's brief bio to explain how Bob works with the other side, and then I'll read your bio. Does that sound cool?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right. So this is all about Father Murray, a.k.a. Father Murray or Robert Murray. By the way, he's no priest, and he's not into religion, so don't be turned off immediately if you hear that word, Father Murray. He's affectionately known as Father Murray to those that knew and love him. So this is about Robert Murray. For more than 30 years, Robert had been communicating with people who crossed over. Before he channeled, he mentally set up a psychic protection for himself. Then he sat down with pen and paper and channeled. And he later at his computer in his home where he would receive the messages. When he received the messages, Michael or anyone else, he tuned in and wrote or typed their messages on the computer. He could be called a receiver. He had to find the correct station. There had to be some fine-tuning. He heard voices and saw pictures. An interaction took place. He was conscious and quite aware of his surroundings while he wrote. During his conversations with people, and a lot of them were famous, I might add, he saw them in the surroundings and sensed their feelings and emotions as they spoke. All this came through him and was recorded by him. He had developed the ability to slow down the messages and write them accurately. This was not automatic writing, but rather transcribing what he actually heard. Had also written books containing a diary of messages from his son-in-law, Michael. For the more information about Robert and his books, please visit thestarstillshine.com. So that's a little bit about the late Father Murray, whom we're speaking of this evening. And then here's a brief bio on James. Bob's son, James Murray, is now channeling messages and creating designs and drawings of his visits and experiences with the other side. For more about James, visit thestarstillshine.com/artist.html. And you can get his full bio, which is also posted in a beautiful way, if I might add, to the Peaceful Planet homepage this evening. And it'll be up for a while. And it contains all of the books that James illustrated. And really, didn't you and your father work as a team for many years, James?
We did many things. I mean, that's including publishing the books and working on the bit of the editing, along with my mother helped out with the editing, and several other people we know who helped with the developmental editing and the copy editing. And so we have quite a good little team to put everything together, and we've worked for many years together, and it's been rewarding.
I love your book cover, The Stars Still Shine. Incidentally, I don't think I mentioned this, maybe I had, but it looks exactly like my house. I have a winding staircase with a big Palladian window. I overlook the second floor. It's somehow identical. How did you know?
I don't know.
You're so clever with your illustrations, James. Did you hear me say that before?
Pardon me?
Did you hear me say that I have a house that is practically identical to the illustration on the Stars Still Shine book, too?
I think maybe perhaps one other time, but it's just nice to hear that again.
You did an excellent job
on the
illustrations. You're just a wonderful, wonderful artist and web designer. And didn't you also assist Bob in editing the e-zine, which you're now producing? Is that correct?
Yes, I helped him with that, and did the production, and sending out the magazines, the e-magazines, by email. And so I wear many hats, and I still wear many hats.
Yes, I bet you do. So I understand that you've gradually been connecting to your father, and now I see this beautiful, slick-looking e-zine that you're putting out to your subscription list, and it looks very slick. There's a beautiful drawing on the front of it. And I think I need to know a little bit more about the drawing. I was really impressed. It's Bob's house in the afterlife, isn't it?
Yes. As he had mentioned, I had asked him if, I guess it was at one point, and this is after he passed, and I think it was in October, November, I had asked him about, is he planning to build a house? And then he went on and explained about how he given a chance to make plans for the house, and he built something. Built something new. He could have chosen an existing home, but he wanted to have something that would suit him and help him with his with what he does, and just something that makes him something that would be comfortable for him. And it was interesting because I mean he helped me to draw the picture, and in every part of the, as I worked on it, he would tell, okay, no, you need to add, make the windows like this, or make the door this color, or make the...
Well, I thought it was a beautiful house, and you mentioned in the email that I'm trying to find the picture so that I can reference it. I only have 10 pages of channeling here to reference this evening. We have a Princess Di message coming up, so hang on to your hats, folks. It should be very much full of revelation. I don't see it at the moment, but I remember looking at it and admiring it. How many windows did it have? And it's pretty impressive two-story that he lives in on the other side.
Yeah, it's just got, well, the front of it, you can see, I'd actually brought it up on my computer, and I see he's got six windows on the front, and, of course, the front door has a small moon-shaped window, and, of course, he's got windows at the back, but it's interesting. In the back, I guess he has an atrium at the back, and that opens up to where you can see from the back, you can see Diana's castle, and also you can see the forest, and you see the mountains in the back. So it's quite a splendid, remarkable landscape.
I do remember seeing the castle, and I have to say that Bob and I weren't physically close. We never met in person, but our messages would be almost identical to the day. And I have traveled over the other side in Dream World and visited Diana's castle already. So when you told me about it in the e-zine, I already knew that she had told me many times that she lives in a castle with Dodi Fayed, and they have an English tutor type of place with a cottage attached where they take care of the orphans that cross over every day from the warfare, strife, and the horrible things that happen to all the children of the world. And she's kind of mother of the world over there, bless her heart. So, yeah, I've seen it, and I've visited myself. And I've been there a few times in dream state, but she has described it verbally to me in my channel with her. So it's an amazing connection that Bob and I share, because I can totally confirm and corroborate your drawing. And I thought it was marvelously done, and you're a very gifted illustrator. So did you go to college, or are you more self-taught, or how did you develop your drawing skills?
Yes, I went to college to study, fine arts, and I went to a different college to study animation, which is animation for television.
Cool.
I got my background in both colleges in illustration. And
good. Well, you certainly, it was needed by spirit. And you've done a marvelous job on the books, The Star Still Shines, Volume 1 and 2. And
okay, thank you.
The drawing was really impressive, and you said something in the email or the e-zine, I don't remember which, or where it was said, about you discovered that there were spirits in the windows or something, or Bob hinted at that. Can you tell us any more, or is it top secret?
No, he said that anybody who wants to come up, anybody is welcome to come pay a visit, and if they do happen to look inside the window of the two windows of his office, if you look inside, and if he's there, you can wave, and he'll wave back to you, and he'll probably tell you to come on in and have a seat and have a chat. And,
well, I did this, just that, and I have a message that's perfect segue to the concept, if you wouldn't mind my reading it. But if you
no, go ahead.
I think I have to back up. I'm going to lead into that. But I forgot that Bob actually wrote a testimonial to himself in his traditional, humble way. And I'd like to ask you to read Bob's message first, because this is, after all, a tribute to the late, great, one and only famous medium, Bob Murray, and also to the late, great Diana. So if you wouldn't mind sharing Bob's humble thoughts on his life, we would appreciate hearing that before we go to break.
Okay, so go ahead then.
Well, just go ahead and read. Do you have the message in front of you, James?
Yeah, I got it right here. Yeah, okay.
Yes, go ahead.
His tribute to myself, Bob Murray. I arrived in heaven about a year ago and have been offered a generous tribute. It's not often someone can write a tribute for himself, but I have been given this opportunity. I was asked if I have something to say about what I contributed to life when living. I have much to say, but I will say as much as I can in a few words. I thank my wife, Diane, son, James, and the rest of my loving family and friends on both sides of the river for being by my side all those years and helping me to help others. Helping people is something that makes a difference to life, and the same goes for life here in heaven. I am grateful for the psychic abilities I do have to aid me in my endeavors, mostly to help people. I did not magically inherit them, but developed them in many lifetimes and learned to scope or harness the abilities. We all have some degree of adeptness. Now, the last statement is about you, the listener and reader. I have an assignment for you. I want you to list all the good things, positive aspects, and or what you are thankful for that you have in your life. This is not a contest to see who has the longest list, but once you complete yours, post it up on a wall, in your home or at work. Now, when you're having a bad day or feeling sad, stop and read your list. You can then ask yourself, how do I feel now? Thank you for listening, and be good and truthful to yourself. Cheers, Bob.
What a wonderful, humble human being your father was. And he produced so many writings. He was such a prolific channeler and writer. He wrote with Mark Twain. His e-zine was, the special correspondent was JFK Jr. and Caroline Bessette Kennedy. He worked with all the who's who's of the world in his work, including Louisa May Alcott, a wonderful talent. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we have something extra special for all of our listeners, a real quote-unquote live visit to the other side with Bob Murray, as described in my visit over to the other side a while ago. And so we'll play the song Appreciated Angels by Robert Murray for a few moments. Stay tuned for an interesting interlude with Bob Murray on the other side when we come back.
Thank you.
And we're back, and you were listening to Appreciated Angels, a song that Bob Murray channeled in sometime in maybe 2005 or so. It was inspired by the late John Lennon. And we have a special message from the late Bob Murray. Before you went on break, we went on break, there was mention of a message, a special message I had from Bob Murray, in which I inquired how he was doing. And he proceeded to tell me in great detail, including the description of the house, the very house that you were talking about, James. So I'm going to take some time and give you a brief outline, if you will, of how Bob is doing on the other side. And this was channeled February the 9th of 2016. And I'm speaking here. Hello, Bob Murray, I presume. Bob, yes, it's good to hear your voice again, although it's all in my head and it's all in your head. Laugh. I've been recently on duty at the Diaper Ranch, courtesy of Princess Diana and Mother Teresa. I'm now back home at my desk. It's good to hear from you, Marcia, and good of you to help James with the newsletter, if he so chooses. He's very good at sketching, and I love the sketch he made of my new home on the other side. The office right now is very comfortable. I have a desktop computer that I work on, and I also have a very old-fashioned writing desk with the pen and inkwell. I have not forgotten my writing. I've met with many of the writers that I channeled, and it's been a strange experience, to say the least. You can imagine how weird that was. Marcia. Oh, that sounds interesting, Bob. Is there any one particular celebrity that you've been able to interview personally? Bob. Yes, yes. The answer is yes. I've interviewed quite a few of them. It's been rather interesting, and I've gleaned more details. I've even had the pleasure of meeting the ex-president, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, and, of course, his son, who is editor-in-chief of the E-Zine for this side, John F. Kennedy, Jr., as I like to call him. John, Jr., and Caroline were amongst the first greeters to my arrival on this site. They did a lot of comforting and consoling at first, as they are very good at that, and, of course, along with my very, very favorite son-in-law, Michael. John and Caroline had invited me to come for lunch a while ago, and we talked about the E-Zine and how to get it back and running again. I think I really appreciate and know our readers will like it. And we appreciate the messages that you've sent on to James. Go for it, Marcia. We had a very pleasant lunch and discussed the progress that James has been making. I think he's doing very well. And he talks about his connections. He has fans in, among my readership, and I think he'll do just fine. And that is if we can get a good connection up there in Canada. See, every form of communication about is about the clarity of the connection. With a good connection, he's speaking psychically now, it's like radio waves coming in contact with the universal consciousness and the person. It takes practice and perseverance, and you have to set aside downtime to do this. So he's talking about his own personal experience in developing his channeling, which he was marvelous at. And I continue, Bob, can you tell me who else you've interviewed that would make for an interesting conversation? You were always up to the most interesting of conversations with everyone on the other side, and I admired the fact that you could capture their personalities in your channeling so expertly. Bob, well, as you might imagine, I've met up with the late John Lennon. We've discussed you. John thinks that you're ignoring him again, and I advise you to get back in touch. He has more projects for you. Of course, you might as well guess that I've met with Elvis and Mike's best friend, and I've been invited over to Mike's place and then served a very nice dinner a few times with Pemby. Marcia, I was wondering if you traveled to the planet Umbart like you used to do with Michael and Elvis. Bob, no, I haven't tried it on Umbart yet. I know it exists. I'm very much looking forward to that planet, but I've been mainly concerned with the affairs of my family and how they're all doing. I also spend a good deal of time at the Opera House and just being entertained. I did so much entertaining of others through the writing, I felt it necessary to keep my spirits up and to continue watching their performances going to the club at night. As you know, I met up with Hemingway that one night, and it was a bit of freakish, to say the least. I've enjoyed the humor at the club and also at the Opera House. I've been attending lectures on various levels of spiritual progression, and I'm very interested in learning more. I understand there are different levels, even in the afterlife, which I have experienced and explained in my previous e-zines and newsletters. I'm very curious about reincarnation, how souls reincarnate. I've learned a lot and observed a lot of my past lifetimes. They were all leading up to this last life I've led, which was rather an accomplished life, and I'm proud of it. Had I not been living in, of course, obscure rural Canada, just across the border from Vermont, I might have gone Hollywood, as you say. I was a very shy and quiet retiring person, so I didn't get an agent, and therefore I didn't go to Hollywood. I know my material was very good. It was the way of the world that you have to be so self-promoting. I think you, Marcia, still stand a chance on television, and I think I'd advise you to pursue it. I know it can be a difficult medium to work with, and that I know you have some difficulties. Bob, well, we'll finish the interview. I'll give you some private advice if you like. Marcia, yes, of course. Bob, your paternal advice is always welcome. Was it actually my father who put the two of us together, saying that you had met? I don't know if you remember meeting my dad. His name is Jim McMahon. Bob, oh, yes, of course, Jim McMahon asked me that one night at the club, and we met up and we had a beer together. He's a great guy. He was concerned about you, and he came to me for some advice, and always concerned about his wife, Marla. Is that her name? Marcia. Yeah. Bob, my mother's name is Marla. You're talking about Dad. It sounds just like him. Bob, Jim is a bit homesick, I would say. I encouraged him to continue to stay in touch with friends that he knows over here, and you as well, as frequent walks, and, of course, attend the club and have a beer now and then. Little spirits help the spirit. He is, as I understand, still living with his mother and father, but he's preparing a new home since your mother will be crossing over sometime relatively soon. He's building a new house that, to resemble the one you had in Ohio, he told me. He thought that might please it the most. Marcia, oh yes, the old home on Millwood Drive. That would be just like my dad to try to build an identical place. We grew up there, and it's a nice large home in suburbia. Marcia, so Bob, tell me more about your home. I'd like to hear the detail. Bob, well, it's a splendid two-story colonial and has a lot of fireplaces, and I have a few antiques around. I like writing implements to remind me of my profession. I have paths all around nearby appointed and a waiting spring, as you are right here. I have a nice vista, and in the distance I can see spires and turrets of the castle that Princess Diana currently resides in. Oh, and I'm not dropping any names or anything, but I've been over to Diana's mansion castle, and it's been quite lovely. She threw a party for me about 2 weeks after I arrived. Princess Diana had all the literary greats here, and they had a great big cake for me and some tea. They had crumpets and all kinds of English favors. Her staff made this all up for me. I was totally flabbergasted, to be honest. I didn't question the fact that I was channeling Princess Diana, but just meeting her in person was so fabulous. She's really beautiful inside and out, as you know, has a great place there. She's got her new wing where they take care of the orphans and help raise them, and there are her staff that come to her house every day to help with the needs and the education of the children. The luncheon went on, and she gave a welcoming speech to me, and of course it was all praise. I'm not bragging here, but she was very generous to me. Marcia, chuckle, chuckle, Bob. You got me smiling on that one. Insert your humor where you can. Bob, yes, I like humor. I've always used it to my benefit, and I would advise you to lighten up a bit, although I understand your circumstances are quite difficult. Things are moving along, and I'm looking forward to spring doing more writing with the e-zine. Please give my best regards to James, my wife Diane, and Emily and all her family. I'm making progress, and I know that back on the home front are making progress. Best regards, Marcia. Bob Murray. So that's a little bit long-winded, but it has every mark of his personality, doesn't it, though, James?
Yeah, very much, yeah. Yeah, it's, you can see the similarities in the information.
So back to Bob now. Didn't he say that he does go to the club and he listens to the entertainment that's provided by the Half Beat. And I got in one of my channelings that simultaneously that you got, that the Half Beats, John Harrison and George, George Harrison and John Lennon, excuse me, how could I mess that up? Pardon me, listeners. Anyway, the Half Beats, as they are called, are also working with the famous David Bowie. Is that correct?
I believe, well, I guess you've mentioned that, and I believe so. I guess I did get one message in our magazine that it's been published in there, and there's some artwork that I did for the article. So I have the impression that they are working with them. Yes.
Yeah, I've sensed David's presence around me, and I think it's pretty cool. And I know that David and John met in L.A. many years ago and worked on the song Fame together. John wrote the lyrics and David performed it. It was brilliant. And I've been to actually the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, where I come from originally. I'm not there anymore, thank God. But I like the Hall of Fame. And there's a little suit, a Sergeant Pepper suit in the museum, and then there's David Bowie's, his little jumpsuit in the gray. I forget what it was called, but he had a great act, too. So they were both brilliant performers and, very cool guys. So maybe in the future you'll be channeling some music from the late, great David Bowie. What do you think?
Perhaps there'll be something that will inspire me, or they'll to solve something. It's always a surprise to me what comes through, and it was like that with my father. He was always surprised what came through, but it's always fun.
Yeah. So you have anything else you'd like to add about the easing and all the books that your father wrote? Could you list them all for the listeners? And could you let us know how to get a hold of the books? They're brilliant. And I want to endorse it thoroughly, because if you don't know or have an idea of what the afterlife might be like, Bob Murray's really got the absolute truth here. It's a really pleasant place. It doesn't involve sin, death, and punishment, eternal damnation, all the religious doctrine. It's just a really cool place. Can you tell us a little bit briefly about all the names of the books that he's written about heaven and how that evolved?
It started off with the Stars Still Shine, An Afterlife Journey. That was the first book, and we've had a sequel written of that book, which is the basically, it covers the messages that my father received from my brother-in-law, Michael. And there's, in addition to that, we have an e-magazine that is connected with the books. It has more messages and other fiction that was channeled by my father, and he included that in the magazine, and he has more messages from Michael in the magazine. And there are other books that were also connected, like the 9/11 book.
The Stars Still Shine, Volume 1 and 2, and then you wrote the Armbart Collection, which is about the other planet that I asked Bob about. That's an Earth-like planet. And that's a whole volume now, and you can get that on the website. Where can our readers and listeners get your books, James?
You can get all that at the starsstillshine.com, and that everything would be right there. And you can also listen to the music that my father.
Oh,
had,
that's right. We have new music that's coming through now through you, right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking of reading briefly from Princess Diana's message, but I don't have time to read the entire message, and then we'll close out. As we do close at 5 till the hour, I'm going to just pick up midpoint in this message. And then for the last song, we're probably going to choose to highlight Prelude to Savannah. And that was channeled in by your father, and I wrote the lyrics. The lyrics are visible in my book, Notes from John. And I got different versions of lyrics for all these songs. And wasn't that one inspired by the late George Harrison, if I'm not mistaken, Prelude to Savannah?
Yes, that was an inspiration
by
him.
So before we close out, I'd like to read a brief excerpt of Diana, and we're honoring the late Princess Diana with the late Bob Murray, and they're both overlighting us as we speak. She goes on to say, it's Princess Diana's anniversary message, dated August 24th, 2016, the events of Paris and my death. She is, first of all, praising the late, great Robert Murray on the show with Michael and the band and the Half-Beats, John Lennon and George Harrison, now working with them, and the late David Bowie. We're thrilled to present with James and Bob this evening on your program. Bob deserves so much credit. He's such a great talent and a great soul. We encourage your listeners to look at Bob's website to see the illustrations James has done. They were quite a team for many years, and there's still more creativity pouring forth. And then Princess Diana goes on to say about the events of Paris and my death. I did not enjoy the lenses of the cameras, not the least, the night that I died, that fateful night in Paris almost 20 years ago today. You can all rest assured that it was no accident and that it was murder and quite deliberate, by whom I am not advised to release at this time. If you look at the evidence, you'll put it all together. I never allow my channel to speak on such matters, but we are engaged in matters of peace and diplomacy and ever trying to save the world from evil such as terrorism and war. I want to say how proud I am of my sons, William and Harry. They're not boys anymore, and they've matured in the most wonderful way, taking over the Kensington apartment that I once had. I'm ever so pleased with the new additions to the family, particularly William's family with George and Charlotte, of course. In addition, I'm quite fond of my daughter-in-law, Catherine, and think she's a fine person. I somehow regret that I can't reach them with your messages, my dear Marcia. I'm very grateful for your efforts. At this juncture, my sons are only remotely aware of my truth and work from spirit. They will be fully aware in time of your work for world peace through contacting various diplomats, high-ranking officials, and presidents. I have some comment on my anniversary. When in life I said, just call on me, and I'll come an instant, I want to be a queen of hearts, I very much did not know at that time I was prophesying my own death and role in the afterlife as an ascended master. I thank my public for their love and affection, and I want to remind all of your listeners that I'm still working behind the scenes, as it were, for world peace. You can trust that if you need me, I'll come in an instant to assist you wherever you are, whatever it is that you need. And I personally hand you a rose, and I will be your guide should you call on me. I stand with all people that are victimized of hate crimes and warfare and merciless weaponry. I ask you to pray for the people, especially in the refugees in Syria and the Middle East at this moment, the hotbed of unending misery and woe. We receive many children on this side, and we take them in under our wing. I worked with my channel for some 16 years now doing this work for peace, and I would ask your support in supporting Marcia's mission, helping her to form the Peace and Healing Center, where it is very much needed now. I am indeed assisting her in the dream of healing and peace for mankind. I am Princess Diana, and I bid you blessings of love and peace. So what a wonderful way to close out the show with a beautiful message from the late Princess Diana. And I believe if you check the show page, you will see an illustration. James also gets inspiration from Diana, do you not, James? And you've done some drawings?
Yes, I did. There's one I did of her playing the harp. So that,
yeah, it's a beautiful message and how you can help children. So it's really,
and also the message to do things for children, and that's that I did several years ago, but it's still a very important image and message.
Well, thank you, James, for appearing on the show with us tonight. And thank your father so much, Robert Murray, for coming through with his humble words. We admire and respect the late, great Bob Murray. Do check out thestarstillshine.com. And check out James's amazing talent with drawing and illustrating books. I'm sure he's available for hire. He's a wonderful graphic artist, and he's producing the e-zine. And people can sign up for the e-zine, The Stars Still Shine, at the website, or would you like to release an email, or how do people sign up for that before we close out the show?
First I'll say thank you for having myself and my father and everyone on the show. And for anybody to reach us, they can reach us through the starsstillshine.com. There's the you can find us through the contact page, and you can also reach us through Facebook or we have a blog that they can reach us on. So there's several ways that they can reach us.
Great. The Star Still Shine is a wonderful world of amazing, miraculous encounters on the other side. Do check out James's book and Bob's book. And thank you again for being on the show, allowing us to use the music on The Peaceful Planet. We're closing out now, and we bid you all blessings, and remember to come to the Still Point Retreat. We're going to close out with the song Prelude to Savannah, inspired by George Harrison through the late mediumship of the great, late Robert Murray. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks again on the show on Saturday night. Thank you for listening, and tune in again. Thank you, James. Good night now.
Thank you.